This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American right. dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're just despicable.
And I work at it, too. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air and the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, everybody's already beaten to death last night's debate, okay? And the only thing I'm going to say to you is Pence was a real statesman last night. Pence was really, he was on it. He understood what was going on. He tried to be polite at times. And Kane was just like a, again, like a spoiled little brat, covering for mommy so he could get what he wanted. Maybe he's in fear for his life. I don't know. Yeah, you never know, right? So, but you know, just to think of how many times, it was almost like it was his gig. You know, Kane felt it to be his game, his gig, and he would allow Pence to speak when he wanted to. And let's see how honest some of you can be, even on both sides here. But let's see how honest you guys on the left can be. Are you telling me that those questions were not aimed at gotcha moments for Pence? How many really hardcore questions did Kane get in direction of Hillary? Come on, seriously. How about no games, right? All right, so let's also, by the way, before we get rolling here, prayers in our hearts go out to those people that are in the way of Hurricane Matthew. You know, if you're a praying person, you know how to do it. I don't need to tell you. Take a few minutes to pray for those people. Pray for, you know, for the right kind of help, the right kind of response, for the hurricane maybe to weaken and die quickly. I don't know what it's like to be in the way of that. Some of the listeners already do. If you're one of those people who doesn't believe in prayer and you don't believe in God and all that, then send your good vibes or good feelings or whatever it is that you do. I'm not making fun of you, just being serious about it. So anyhow, but the couple of things bothered me about last night. One of them is Kane's. It was really funny because the Huffington Post pulled out a piece that said that Tim Kaine schooled Mike Spence on abortion. And he went on to say that we should let women make their own decisions. Well, let me tell you what, when it comes to health care, when it comes to how you should take care of your body, I'm for that. Any person, male or female, should take... be able to make choose what they do medically to their bodies. I'm looking at a presidential forecast that just popped up on my screen. But it's from the Huffington Post. And it says that they're calculating that she's going to win. She's going to get 82% of the country's vote. Trump's going to get 17. Now, that is really, I don't know how much crack you have to smoke to come up with that number. These people, they're in trouble, and they know it. Anyhow, there's a couple things about the abortion issue that bothered me last time, but let's see if I can pull this piece up to play. You know, I love when they talk about a woman's health. I love when it comes to abortion. It's always about a woman's health, a woman's reproductive health. What a line of bunk that is. Come on, think about this. If it was about a woman's reproductive health, anybody know what the reproductive system is supposed to do, what it was created to do, how it functions properly. It actually functioned properly. Here, let's listen to Tim Kaine.
My Christian faith became real for me when I made a personal decision for Christ. when I was a freshman in college. And I've tried to live that out, however imperfectly, every day of my life since. And with my wife at my side, we've followed a calling into public service where we've tried to keep faith with the values that we cherish. And with regard to when I struggle, I appreciate and I have a great deal of respect for Senator Kaine's sincere faith. I truly do.
That's shared.
But for me, I would tell you that for me, the sanctity of life proceeds out of the belief that ancient principle that where God says, "Before you were formed in the womb, I knew you." And so for my first time in public life, I've sought to stand with great compassion for the sanctity of life. The state of Indiana has also sought to make sure that we expand alternatives in healthcare counseling for women, non-abortion alternatives. I'm also very pleased the fact we're well on our way in Indiana to becoming the most pro-adoption state in America. I think if you're going to be pro-life, you should be pro-adoption. But what I can't understand is with Hillary Clinton and now Senator Kaine at her side, is to support a practice like partial birth abortion. I mean, to hold to the view, and I know Senator Kaine, you hold pro-life views personally, but the very idea that a child that is almost born into the world could still have their life taken from them is just anathema to me. And I can't conscience about a party that supports that, or that I know you've historically opposed taxpayer funding of abortion, but Hillary Clinton wants to repeal the long-standing provision in the law where we said we wouldn't use taxpayer dollars to fund abortion. So for me, my faith informs my life. I try and spend a little time on my knees every day, but it all for me begins with cherishing the dignity, the worth, the value of every human life.
Elaine, this is a fundamental question, a fundamental question. Hillary and I are both people out of religious backgrounds. Her Methodist church experience was really formative for her as a public servant. But we really feel like you should live fully and with enthusiasm the commands of your faith. But it is not the role of the public servant to mandate that for everybody else. So let's talk about abortion and choice. Let's talk about that. We support Roe versus Wade. We support the constitutional right of American women to consult their own conscience, their own supportive partner, their own minister, but then make their own decision.
Okay, look, on the inside of the break, I want to hit on this. There's so many things about this that are wrong. So many that are lies. Reproductive let me just get... We'll be right back. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional item. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No. I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Anybody care about what I want?
I do.
Shut up. Get out.
Seems everything I buy these days has got
we are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, we're talking about, and I don't have time for all this other stuff. Head over to the website if you want to learn more about the show. Get involved in watching live, listening live, Facebook live, all the live stuff. The Huffington Post is totally... I mean, I don't know how much they're, you know, if you've seen their little editorial room, all the young white women in the room, you know, they have almost no culture in that room whatsoever. No color, no culture, no difference of opinion. Anyway, they're saying that Tim Kaine schooled Mike Pence on abortion. We started to play the clip in the last segment. I want to finish it up now. We're about 2 minutes into a 3.5 minute clip. But this is where Pence has already said where he's at on abortion. And for anybody, and I'll say this, I don't care if you guys come to my school board meeting and get on my case, for you to believe that a partial birth abortion is okay is a woman's right to choose. You need to change the phrase to a woman's right to kill. Okay? Because if you think about it, they are coming out of the tube, the birth canal, if you would. They have legs, arms, feelings. Their brains are working. Why do you think, what was his name? Dr. Killbaby. Remember? You know why he went to jail for? Because those babies were still alive. They were able to exist outside the womb. 21 weeks. 21 weeks of gestation is how far along a baby needs before it can live on its own. All right? So even if you're one of those people who says, well, prove to me it's a human, if it can live outside the womb at 21 weeks, it's its own entity. Does a woman have a right to do whatever she wants to do to her body? Of course she do. She does. Does she have a right to do whatever she wants to do to another one's body? No, she doesn't. Sorry. This is not reproductive health. That's such a line by the left. You guys are so, you're so full of it that you think that you have to lie, cheat, and steal and fool somebody into believing that you've got it together. Here's the deal. You really want reproductive health? Really, seriously. Here's how it works. The reproductive system is made to accommodate the fluids coming together so the egg can be fertilized, so the egg can give birth to a human, so it can go through the whole system. Now, if you want us to pay to make sure that the uterus is working right, the fallopian tubes are working right, the muscles around those are working correctly, I'm good with that. I can actually get behind that. But to stop the reproductive system from doing what it's supposed to do, what it was created to do, whether you believe it was created by the Creator or whether you believe it was created by Mother Nature, it really doesn't much matter. But a reproductive system is exactly that. So if you want me to spend taxpayer dollars on making sure it's working properly, I'm good with that. If you want me to spend taxpayer dollars or want me to say that it's a woman's right to stop the reproductive system from doing what it's supposed to do, you're wrong. That's a lie. Okay, what? Responsible sex? How about... Yeah, that's what a condom is all about now, isn't it? Or maybe you don't have it. Maybe you can't count. You don't have one with you. What's why you no self, no, neither one of you can have any self-control at all? Is that what you're saying? You don't care? You can flush it later? Not a big deal? Especially when the taxpayers are paying for it. Now it's like, it's really easy street, isn't it? Have sex with anybody you want to. You don't have to worry about a condom. Because if you get a disease from it, then all the taxpayers will take care of that. But if you get pregnant with an abortion, well, the taxpayers will take care of that as well. And let's say you decide to have the baby. And you ain't got no money. You got no job. You want the taxpayers to pay. And a $50 an hour job is really going to help you, isn't it? Yeah, you can tell this is just... I can't stand the lies the left tells about this. I cannot stand the lies that the left tells about this. And then a partial birth abortion? You're killers. You should be labeled murderers and killers. The feet are dangling out of the womb. Do you realize that's what a partial birth abortion is? The feet, the head, whatever. Could be dangling out of the womb, and you still take the life of that baby. It's ready to take its first breath, and you're going to kill it before it takes its first breath. You're going to stop it from breathing because you don't want the responsibility. Because you know what? You had the responsibility of having sex without protection, but you don't want the responsibility of this. How selfish of a society have we become? Just you disgust me. You people who believe in partial birth abortion, you disgust me.
Pregnancy. That's something we trust American women to do that. And we don't think that women should be punished, as Donald Trump said they should, for making the decision to have an abortion.
Now, here's the deal. Forget about what Donald Trump said for a second. I've told this story over and over and over again. I want somebody to come on and explain to me why women get to play God. And I've told this story a million times. If you've heard it before, I'm sorry, but I'm not letting it go. A woman walking down the street on the way to her abortion clinic to terminate her baby's life. It's free and legal to do that. With your money in some cases. Hey, that's okay. That's legal. Perfectly legal. I've just come off a double shift. I am tired, can barely stay awake. I jump the curb and hit her. Knock her over. The baby dies in the womb, but she's okay. I'm up on manslaughter charges. In what planet, in what universe does that make sense? This is why I say they're hypocrites. They don't really mean what they say. And the woman gets to play God. It's wrong. It's no more wrong than a man lording over a woman's body and telling her what she can and can't do. I got that. You chose, you two of you, I'm not blaming this all on a woman, but you choose to have sex. You choose to have unprotected sex. Then you get mad at us, the taxpayer. You want to take over the role of paying for your medical treatment when you contract a disease because you went for unprotected sex. And that's our fault, of course. Then you want to have an abortion, and you want us to pay for that, too. When do you take responsibility for what you've done? This is Kane trying to explain this.
Governor Pence wants to repeal Roe versus Wade. He said he wants to put it on the ash heap of history. And we have some young people in the audience who weren't even born when Roe was decided. This is pretty important.
And that's good. That's good. Maybe you should teach them that it was that decision was based on lies. The people that were brought in to testify, today they say they were lies. They weren't true. So shouldn't we wipe it and go back and start all over again? Shouldn't we do it with truth? See, you Dems are so afraid of the truth. You don't even want an ultrasound done before an abortion. And you know why you don't want an ultrasound done? What could it possibly do other than show the mother what is inside their bellies right now? What are you afraid of? Why are you so afraid of the truth? It's beyond me. What a bunch of wusses you guys are. Beyond me. There was a clip we played a while back. I got a short period of time here. But it was a clip we played a while back where they were showing on an iPad, they were showing kids, young people at colleges, what an abortion is through an ultrasound that was being taken at the time the abortion was being done. They were watching the baby trying to get away from the forceps. Okay? And what appeared to be a baby writhing in pain when it was being ripped apart. And every one of those, after seeing that, they said they were staunch for a woman's right to choose before they saw the video, and afterward, guess what? They changed their mind. The left is afraid of the truth. That's all it is. You're afraid of the truth. You're afraid if the truth gets out there about who you are, what you are, and what you're doing, you may lose the young people. God forbid. Yeah, you're for the truth, all right. Hey, you've missed a healthcare deadline. You don't have any kind of healthcare. Don't worry about it. My friends at Liberty HealthShare have the answer. Now, Liberty HealthShare offers an affordable healthcare option that allows Americans to enroll any time of the year. If you've already enrolled but you don't like the plan you had shoved down your throat, you still have options. Liberty HealthShare gives control back to you. Americans can manage and direct their healthcare, yet still be in good standing with the Affordable Care Act. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates imposed on individuals for not having healthcare insurance. That gives you the freedom and control of your own insurance choices. Liberty HealthShare plans allow members the ability to choose any doctor or hospital across the nation. Yes, it's your choice. Memberships for individuals, couples, and families, but not the dog. They offer a variety of options that best suit your medical needs. If you're a freedom-loving American like I am, looking for contract-free healthcare, then this is for you. For more information on how you can enroll any time of the year, call 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. You can even hop on realside.com and find it there as well.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are the answers to your present and future hidden in your past? Akashic readings help you learn to unlock the answers for love, finances, weight loss, self-esteem, confusion, grief and loss, and more. Akashic email readings by Dr. Kelly Maroon, PhD, are specially priced right now. Learn more at Dr. Kelly Maroon's website, akashicuniversal.com, spelled AKASHICUniversal.com. Change your life today. Become one with your true path with intention on purpose. Visit akashicuniversal.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? That's why we are fighting to end premature birth and birth defects along with the March of Dimes. You can do something today to give them tomorrow. Your support means programs, education, life-saving research, and a voice for families in a newborn intensive care unit. Together we can save babies' lives. Give them tomorrow at marchofdimes.org/tomorrow.
Please answer the question.
Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. A bunch of things you can do up there on the website. Head over to Facebook, where we are, what do they call that? We got a live feed going on Facebook. You can join other smarter people than I, both in the chat room on the website. And I do appreciate, I really do appreciate the time you guys are spending with me. Hey, listen, take advantage. I know some of you get the show later in the afternoon, and so take advantage of one of our sponsors, who wants to give you money for free. All you got to do is call 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Our friends at Landmark Capital are going to give you a Morgan Silver coin. But, you know, you do have to qualify for it. When I say qualify for it, it doesn't mean you have to make $1 million a year. But you can't be living in your mother's basement flipping burgers, okay? You got to have a few bucks to put together. You got to have a few bucks that you, and you don't even have to buy anything. But you just have to have the ability to. They're going to send you some information about the coming bail-in. And if you've been listening to the show for any period of time, you know what that is. And how you can shore up your IRA or 401k with physical gold, physical metals, you know, physical silver, that kind of stuff. Not a paper that says you have it, but actually have it in your hands. 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. You know, just call and say hi. I heard about you guys on the Real Side with Joe Messina. How you doing? Tell me about this coin that I might be able to get. Really that simple. I want to get back to this because, as you can tell, I'm hopped up about it. I am so irritated about this. And you know, here we have the Huffington Post, one of the most reliable publications on the web. Yeah, I know, did a Hillary Clinton there. I'm sorry. They talk about how Kaine schooled Mike Pence on abortion, which shows you how skewed they are to begin with. Because any argument that the left ever uses on abortion, the only one, never talk about the baby. Even when they were being pummeled by an attorney in Florida, when the Planned Parenthood attorney, and they were saying, you would, after a botched abortion, after the baby has been delivered and is live on the table, are you saying that you would still advocate for that baby, that life, to be terminated? And the attorney kept saying she couldn't even call it a baby. She kept saying the decision... on that, the decision would be left up to the mother and the doctor. So now the mother and the doctor get to play God. This is not about pulling the plug on somebody after they've been in a massive accident. This is killing a human being, a baby. And they've been through a heck of a lot more than this kind of stuff and have still survived. Anyway, the disingenuous thing, too, is about 2 minutes and 30 seconds in. Kane is almost staring down the commentator like, it's my turn. Let me in. Let me say something. Oh, yeah, don't tell me this thing wasn't skewed. Number two is Kane talks about his faith. I'm going to tell Pence, if I ever saw him face to face, I could tell him, I take exception at this. You don't look at somebody like Kane, like a Pelosi, and say you honor their faith. That's a line of crud. Pelosi's been chastised by the Catholic Church for her view on abortion. You do not change Scripture. If you don't like the way Scripture reads, if you don't like what your religion teaches about something, do what Chelsea Clinton at 6 years old did. She left the church because they told her about a word she, first of all, couldn't spell. Secondly, didn't even know what it meant. But they told her that abortion was against God's law. She decided to leave the church. Mr. Kane, Ms. Pelosi, if you feel like the church, you don't agree with what the church teaches about abortion, then leave your church. God's word doesn't change for you. This is why there's only one other, I won't even say spirit, I can't call it a person, but there's only one other entity who thought they knew more than God. That was Satan. So, hey, you want to be in his camp? Good. Tell us to change God's word, that you know better than God. You're on the team I don't want to be on. Anyway, let's finish up with Kane here. I am so over, as my kids say, I'm so over it with the Dems, with the hardcore left saying this is a woman's reproductive health issue. It's not. It's a line of bunk.
Before Roe versus Wade, states could pass criminal laws to do just that, to punish women.
Yeah, but more and more states weren't. More and more states were passing laws not to punish women. And if you don't believe me, Google Justice Ruth Ginsburg before she became a Supreme Court Justice. Why don't you read what she said about Roe versus Wade? You'd be surprised.
If they made the choice to terminate a pregnancy. I think you should live your moral values. But the last thing, the very last thing that government should do is have laws that would punish women who make reproductive choices. And that is the fundamental difference.
So let me ask you a question. So if it was against the law to have an abortion after, by the way, over 80% of Americans feel that abortion should only be legal in the first trimester. So if you're really talking about mainstream and where people are from a mainstream standpoint and what people really believe, then the Dems are out of touch now, aren't they? With mainstream America. Because they do believe. Mrs. Clinton believes in partial birth abortion. I want to drive that point home. I want you to visualize that. I want that in your head. I want you to see that baby halfway out. And have like this doctor, whatever his name is, stick a scissors in the back cortex of the baby's head. Now, I want you to envision. I want this to be disgusting. I want this to make you gross. And maybe even change the channel. But it's too late because you've already heard it. That's what they consider reproductive health. That's what they consider a woman's right to choose. And what if you put the scissors in the woman's hand if she would do it? And what if you gave the woman, the woman, what have you, okay? They have these insulin shots, right? Where you can take the insulin shots yourself. You don't need a doctor to do it anymore. Why don't we do an abortion in a bottle and give it to them? Let them do it. Let's see if they can really pull it off. You're a bunch of cowards. You're afraid to call it what it is. You're afraid to show for what it is. You don't want sonograms done because you're afraid you're going to see what it is. That, to me, is cowardice.
Between a Clinton-Kane ticket and a Trump-Pence ticket that wants to punish women who make that choice.
It's really not. Donald Trump and I would never support legislation that punished women who made the heartbreaking choice to end a pregnancy.
And why did Donald Trump say that?
We just never would.
Why did he say that?
Well, look, it's he's not a polished politician like you and Hillary Clinton. And so,
bingo, bang. So true. That's why Trump's going to win. Is it because he's the best guy for the job? I don't know. I'm not so sure. He doesn't scare me as much as Hillary does, that's for sure. And as far as Pence goes, what he just said is spot on. We are tired of politicians. I don't care what side. Do you know how many Dems are voting for Trump? And not because they think he's the best guy for the job? Because they're tired of politicians? They're tired of this garbage? A lot more than you think. Matter of fact, if you run in the Dem circle, there's a lot of your friends around you that are voting for Trump, but they won't tell you because they don't want to listen to your garbage. But this one especially hit home for me. And the reason behind it, again, was I know a lot of you people believe in, you watch, you listen to the Huffington Post and publications like it. I know, you know, you're on my case for the Drudge Report and, I don't know, Fox News and those kind of things. I get it. We all have. But you see, in my job, I don't just stop at Fox or Drudge. Matter of fact, I've probably been to Drudge 5 times in a year. That's not where I've got probably 15 different sites I go to get my information, and they're both sides of the aisle, not just one or the other, because I just don't believe in doing that. So I just don't go to the Huffington Post. If I was on the left, I would not go to the Huffington Post every time, I don't know, that I want to get some news information. So anyway, and I don't go to Fox. I go to Fox a lot, but most of the time I go to Fox to see how they're titling stories, and that's what I do with the other sites. I go to see how they're titling the stories, what their viewpoint of the story is, how they're spinning a story, if you would. But this one's not spinning. This one got out of my skin because, again, let's be clear. I'm not saying a woman, see, even as a Christian, I've said this before, God gives us a right to choose. We get to choose to love him or not love him. We get to choose to follow him or not follow him. We get to choose to kill. We get to choose to love. We get to choose to ignore. We get to choose to be. We get to choose all these things. God doesn't zap us every time we're ready to take a bad step. So you have to choose whether that abortion, you believe that abortion is right or wrong. For you, yourself, it's between you and God. All right? But don't try to sell it to me and my kids and push it on my kids in school and push it on, you know, young people who don't really have a clue at this point in time that it's a reproductive health issue, that it's an infringement on a woman's rights. Right? Sell that as you're watching a video for a partial birth abortion. If you really believe that what you say has so much truth and so much reality to it, then you know what you should show in your health classes? Show a partial birth abortion. Show an abortion on video that's being done with a sonogram attached to it, okay? Show that. What's the problem? Because it's not so nice. You're not so righteous. Hey, hang loose. Dick Moore's going to join us after the break and his book, Armageddon, how Trump can win this. Because he still can win this. I don't care. Some of you have given up. He can still win this. People do not want politicians, no matter what.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson of the Genesis Communications Network. Over the 30-plus years I've been in finance, I can see that the world economy is now at a critical point. Unlimited money creation and runaway debt could trigger a collapse of the financial system. It's imperative that you protect yourself in case of hyperinflation or even deflation. Investment Rarities has put together a survival bag of 200 silver quarters. These 90% silver quarters are dated 1964 and earlier. Each quarter is worth almost $5. If a quarter has already reached $5, the trend is obviously on your side. These survival bags sell for $8.95 delivered. Call 800-328-1860 to order today. Not only can these quarters be used for barter in a brief period of hyperinflation, they have the potential to appreciate 5 to 10 times. Call 800-328-1860. Get one for each member of your family. Call 800-328-1860. That's 800-328-1860.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9256. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9256. Call 1-800-958-9256. 1-800-958-9256.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of my pillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented my pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Did you ever go to school, stupid?
Yes, sir. And I come out the same way.
They call me Cuba Pete. I'm the king of the rumba beat. When I play the maraca.
We are back. You're listening to Real Tide on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. I'm pleased to have Dick Morris on the line with me, and Dick has written a book called Armageddon, How Trump Can Beat Hillary, and God, I hope he's right. Dick, thanks for being with me today.
Sure. Now, let's be clear. The book says how Trump can beat Hillary. Armageddon. Yeah, you still got to do it.
No, I got the can in big letters. Yeah, I agree with you.
Yeah. So, I think that Trump has to get out of Trump's way. And if he stops these crazy distractions like fighting Miss Universe and focuses on fighting Hillary, I think he can absolutely win this election. I think the key to it is, first of all, to really get people to understand the depth and the nature of the Clinton Foundation corruption. Because this is a whole new chapter in American political history, where someone took an office and set up a bank, a fund, a slush fund, basically, and told people, put money into the fund and you'll get access to me. And, you know, when I knew the Clintons and worked with them 20 years ago, they wanted money, but it was in order to get power. Give me campaign contributions so that I can win the election. Now I think it's the opposite. They want power, elect me, so I can make more money, so I can increase my bribes. And it is shocking to me how they literally turned over the State Department to their donors. Even non-donors. Does Vladimir Putin want to buy 20% of the U.S. uranium supply? Well, he invites Bill out to give a speech, pays him $1 million. Bill puts it in the personal bank account. And a few weeks later, Hillary signs off on the deal, even though everybody urged her not to. Algeria wants to get its hands on $400 million of jet fighters, even though it's had links to Al-Qaeda, and the sale is suspended. They give Clinton Foundation $400,000, and the sale goes through. This kind of stuff happened all over, and I think Trump needs to spell that out. The second thing I think he needs to do is throw what I call the left hook. Go after the Bernie Sanders voters. Come out with your own plan to cut the cost of college, not by more debt, not by more deficits, but by making colleges make professors teach 12 hours a week. A whole administrative cost of 10%. No more $1 million salaries for state university presidents. Come out with re-regulating the banks. Bill Clinton opened the door to the events of 07 and 08. Because in his last year in office, he deregulated the banks and said, you can do anything you want with your money now. Normally, it was limited to mortgages and government bonds. So they went hog wild and invested in everything. And they crashed in 07 and 08, and we were left holding the bag. All because Bill Clinton deregulated them. Hillary does not want to re-regulate them. Sanders bashed her all over the place on that. Trump has got to start hitting her on that and supporting the re-regulation of banks. He needs to fill into Bernie Sanders' shoes and continue that line of attack.
Yeah, he seems, I mean, Monday night he seemed to be very, almost timid. It's almost like he wouldn't go after her for some of these issues. Do you think it was that too many people told him, too many people in his team said, look, you can't attack her, you can't seem to be condescending towards her? What do you think? Why do you think he held back?
Yeah, I think she snookered him. She snookered him with all of the comments about how you've got to be presidential and you've got to show temperament and judgment and all of that. And I think he pulled his best punches. But for goodness sakes, when she talks about cybersecurity and he doesn't come back and talk about her email.
He could have nailed her email, yeah. Yeah.
Holt asks him, what would you do to stop terrorist attacks? And he doesn't mention Muslim immigration. He just was, at the beginning, he was on his game. Those were good answers about jobs and trade and all of that stuff. But at the end, I think he lost it. I want to share with your listeners what I predict in my book will be the October surprise.
Okay.
I think that Hillary believes that Putin has all of her deleted emails. And that's why in the debate she accused Putin of hacking the Democratic National Committee computer and giving it out to WikiLeaks, which published it the first day of their convention. And she named Russia as the source of it. And then she warned Putin not to do any further hacking and said, if you do, she damn near threatened war. She said, there are serious things we could do in return that I don't want to do, but we will do them if you're going to interfere with our cyberspace. And I think she's scared to death that Putin is going to dump those emails a week or two before the election, which will immediately show that she was jeopardizing national security, that she was hanging classified information out there for him to get, and that she literally turned over to her adversary every secret we have.
You know, Dick, I wasn't going to go down this road, but I am now because you kind of opened the door there. I'm concerned with forgive me for saying it this way, the IQ of the American people or how much attention they're actually paying. You know, if this was a Republican, if this was a conservative, they'd be looking for crucifixion at this point in time. They'd go right past the justice system. She seems to have this ability, a mesmerizing ability to the general populace where they just, they may say they believe she's corrupt. But they're not really willing to do anything about it. There's no depth to it.
Well, I think that it's the negatives pile up at the door. But Trump doesn't open the door and let them pile in by being a good alternative. He needs to avoid chasing rabbits,
right,
and picking fights with people that aren't running. And he needs to avoid these crazy distractions that lead Hillary to correctly label him wacko and weird and off the wall and all of that. That's all name-calling, and he needs to live that down by not doing it, and instead focusing on positive and constructive proposals to help people. And there are a million of them that he's advocated. Right now, today's September 30th, we are about to give away the Internet. Today.
I know.
The contract ICANN, the body that oversees it, ends with the Department of Commerce today. That means that unless they get a governmental sponsor, be it the UN or some foreign government, they can't be exempt from antitrust legislation in the U.S. and can't operate. And it's forcing them into the arms of the United Nations, which has an agency on telecommunications that wants to take over the Internet. And the head of it is a guy who happens to come from the Chinese delegation.
Wow. The UN,
that's happening today.
The UN needs to – well, that's a story for another day. My humble opinion, the UN needs to go. Hey, one of the things that people aren't really paying attention to or aren't really highlighting is the fact that when you talk about the poll spread, it's now 1 point, 1.5 points, 2 points here. You know, at one point in time, she's up 8, 9, 10, 12, 15 points on him.
Yeah.
This is not a little. This is not a 1.5 point spread. This is where he's just kicked her butt in some areas, 10 and 12 points. Well, yeah,
yep.
I mean, that's a big deal, right?
And he did that by following the prescription I was just talking about.
Yeah.
A lot of people say he's reading my book and following it, but he needs to get back on track. He got off track. He was doing it well from August 20th to September 24th. And then on the 25th, and then on the 26th in the debate, he went off track and he hasn't gotten back on track. If he gets back on track and follows the stuff I outline very clearly, step by step in my book, I think he can still pull this out. It's why we wrote the thing.
Now, Dick, and we're kind of short on time here, but you've also got a video that's just hit or coming out about how Mr. Obama has taken an open-door approach to terrorism. Give us an overview, and then I'll send people to your website to pick it up.
Well, the video is about his veto of the 9/11 bill that permitted the families of the victims to sue Saudi Arabia because they financed 9/11. And the question is, what is he owed of the Saudis? And there is very significant evidence that Saudi Arabia may have paid for his law school education. At about that time, Valerie Jarrett's father, who wrote a column for the Chicago Tribune, wrote about a Saudi guy named Al-Mansir, who was representing another Saudi named Walik Al-Talal, and who is a very wealthy guy. He's the guy that offered to put up $10 million to rebuild the Trade Center after the attack, and Giuliani told him to stuff it. Jared wrote that Al-Mansir was offering scholarships to promising young African Americans as part of the effort to promote black Muslims. Within that year, Al-Mansir called Percy Sutton, the president of the Borough of Manhattan in New York City, former client of mine, one of the key political leaders in New York, almost became mayor. And Sutton did a TV interview, which is on tape. You can go to WND.com and look at it, where he says that Al-Mansur called him and asked him to write a recommendation for Barack Obama, who was applying to law school at Harvard. And Percy had been to Harvard and had good contacts there, and he agreed to do it. And this was before Obama was famous, before Obama was anything. And that's a significant footprint there to indicate a debt for that kind of payback that Obama just gave them.
Well, Dick, we're out of time, but thanks for being with me. I really appreciate your time with me. I'm going to send people over to dickmorris.com. That's dick.com. You know, pick up the book, Armageddon, How Trump Can Beat Hillary, which tells us that he can beat Hillary if he just stay on task, and then pick up the video. Dick, thanks again for being
here. And there's enough time.
Yeah.
There's enough time.
I agree with you. It's never over. It's never over till the last vote is counted. So,
yeah.
Thank you.
Or you can't say what Yogi said until the fat lady sings, because Hillary will be on.
That's right, yeah. Oh, ouch.
Yeah, all right. Can't say that. Okay, bye-bye, Jeff.
Bye-bye. Hey, that was Dick Morris on how to beat Hillary Clinton. Listen, don't go far. In the next hour, I got a lot I want to talk about in the next hour, but then again, we're going to come up with Liberty Health Share is going to join us. Matt Bellis from Liberty Health Share. You got to find out how to get covered, how to get your kids covered without that ACA garbage. We'll be right back.